أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا بلسان قومه ليبين لهم فيضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وهو العزيز الحكيم ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا أن أخرج قومك من الظلمات إلى النور وذكرهم بأيام الله إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور وإذ قال موسى لقومه اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ أنجاكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب ويذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 4, 5 and 6 of Surah Ibrahim. At the beginning of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the revelation of the Quran, one of the functions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to take mankind out from the darknesses of kufr, shirk, nifaq, sin, and bring them into the light of iman. Here in one ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a very basic principle that Allah Ta'ala had with regards to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and they conveying the message to their people, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ. And we did not send any Rasul إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ, but in the language of his people. Every Nabi that had come in the language of the people. To this extent, ulama have expressed example of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, that he was from Iraq, and then he made hijrat with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah brought him to the land of Sham, and Allah Ta'ala then, in a very quick span, he learned the language of the people and he spoke in the language of the people. It is quite obvious that if the Nabi had a different language, then there was always the need of translation, and in translation then the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have been and would have been lost. Amazing incident, or rather a narration with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very eloquent in his speech, once remarked before Nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are very eloquent in your speech, in the Arabic that you speak. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, do you not know, O Abu Bakr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made me from the Quraysh. The Arabs were eloquent and the Quraysh were the most eloquent. And then outside of Makkah, the clan of Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha was the most eloquent. So he said, Allah ta'ala sent me from the most eloquent to the most eloquent, and that is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taught me this language. So it was this very fundamental principle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent every Nabi of Allah, why liyubayyina lahum, so that that Nabi will explain the message of Allah Ta'ala, clarify it and be very clear about what the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is and was. فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَى. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will lay astray those whom Allah Ta'ala desires. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَى. And Allah Ta'ala will guide whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah Ta'ala is Al-Aziz, Almighty, All Wise. Now here in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the message of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah's message to him, his message to the people. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. Certainly we had sent Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam with our signs, our verses, and also the miracles. أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And the message to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was that you take out your people from zulumat, from the darknesses, like we discussed yesterday, of kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, all of that, ilan nur, to the light, and that is the light of iman. One very striking thing, at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ, so that you take out the whole of mankind. And here Musa alayhi salam, أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ, you take out your people. Clear message, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the whole of mankind. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Another very specific function, duty of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah ta'ala had given him, was that remind the people about ayyamillah, the days of Allah, if we translate it literally. What is the days of Allah? Two aspects. One is the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted your people, the Bani Israel. And number two is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also tested them. So in the tests, that is also ayyamullah, and also the ni'mats that Allah ta'ala had showered upon them, that is ayyamullah. The ni'mats were known, manna, salwa, how many things Allah ta'ala had given. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested them also, comes in the next ayat. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this ayyamullah. A striking feature about Musa alayhi salatu was salam, he was born in the Bani Israel. And then Allah Ta'ala obviously sent him to Fir'aun and his people. The Bani Israel had their own language. The Egyptians had their own language. 30 years he stayed with the Egyptians. In 30 years he mastered that language. And his home language was that of the Banu Israel. Then Allah Ta'ala sent him to Madian. There again he had the opportunity of staying with Shu'aib. And in this way Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also a master in his language. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, in that are many signs. Likulli sabbarin shakur. For every sabbar, for every person who has excessive qualities of sabr, of perseverance, endurance, shakur, that person who is most appreciative, that when we remember the two things, one is the difficulties we go through and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then takes us out from it, and that is a ni'mat of Allah, then obviously those are very great signs for the individual. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِ, and remember the time when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said to his people, the Bani Israel, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, remember the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon you, إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipated you from the people of Fir'aun, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, he meted out upon you very evil, difficult punishments. وَيُذَبِّحُونَ أَبَنَاءَكُمْ, and he then slaughtered your boys, your sons. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, and he spared your woman. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, and in that is a very great bala. Bala actually means a trial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, the bala of Allah ta'ala sometimes is in difficulties, sometimes is in good. The trial, when there's difficulties, we turn to Allah. When there's ease, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.